The jackpot for our Sound of Moolah is $1,050. That happens at 7:10 this morning. Daniel, good morning.
Tig, I found this thing about the longest touring rock bands in history. And I know you might, oh, this is a country station. That's fine. But people that listen to country also like rock. You can't tell me that people that love country music don't also love Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I totally think so. I mean, if you think about, like, a lot of the moms out there and stuff, they listen to Tupac, and they also listen to Garth Brooks or whatever
so
it is.
For you, I want you to try to guess here. I've got the top 15 of the longest touring streaks in rock music. Now, really think about this. I know some bands might say, oh, wow, this has got to be it, but this is a streak. In other words, each band must have had a performance at least once a year, concert or TV performance.
Okay.
So I think this is going to be very tricky for you. It's going to be very hard, but I want you to try to guess even the top. Gosh, I'll even give you the top 15. I don't think you're going to get any of these, to be honest.
Really?
That's how hard it is. Now, don't forget, this is a streak.
They can't have taken 5 years off and then come back.
They have had to tour constantly, at least one performance a year together.
Okay. And you want me to start naming names now?
Give a name a try and see what
Journey
happens. Journey comes in at number 9 in the top 15.
Eagles.
The Eagles come in at not in the top 15.
Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones come in at not in the top 15. Can you get at least one in the top 15?
Foreigner.
Foreigner comes in at number not in the top 15.
REO Speedwagon.
Let me tell you that you're getting, when you said Foreigner, they do have 36 years touring, and they're not even in the top 15. And that means for 36
Holy
years,
Lord.
At least one performance per year for 36 years, Foreigner, and still not in the top 15. You just guessed who? REO Speedwagon?
Mm-hmm. And I can't fight this feeling
anymore. I've forgotten what I started fighting for. Coming in at number 2 is REO Speedwagon. 57 years of touring. I know they're here all the time. They play at the casino. They've been touring consecutively for 57 years. They are at number 2.
Wow.
Now, here's where it gets a little complicated. Yes, they are at number 2, but number 2 is about a 5-way tie.
Okay. Well, can you just give us the number 1?
No, we're having a conversation here. No need to rush.
I'm running out of answers is my problem.
Okay, well, I like you to sound like a fool. So
when you say, all right, like, would Elton John count in this?
Elton John comes in at number 8. Someone's in my life tonight. 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 Elton John has been touring for 56 years.
Good Lord.
Can you imagine touring for 56 years? Can you imagine the money he must have accumulated?
I got another one, I guess.
All right. Who else?
Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen, not in the top 15. He's been doing it for 40 years consecutively. Number 1, let's just... Also at a tie for number 2. We just saw these guys the other day. Chicago comes in at number 2, along with REO Speedwagon in the tie. Kind of love to last forever. All right. And a $100 prize to you, Tyga.
No.
Venmo you $100 right now if you can determine the number 1 longest band in rock history consecutively and go.
Kiss.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were the Beach Boys, number 1. They've been touring consecutively for 63 years.
I gotta say though, that's you're kind of rigging this up.
No, I'm not at all.
Are those guys the original guys anyway?
I mean, I'm sure some people have changed around and things like that. But 63 years, 1961 to present, the number 1 longest touring band in rock history. I'll say it. That was incredibly tough, so I don't blame you. I wouldn't have gotten any of that right either had I not read the article.
Yeah. Well, now we all learned something new. It's 98.5 The Bull. We're going to learn who's going to get the Sound of Moolah one of these days.
Wouldn't it be nice to win $1,050 this morning?
That's at 7:10. Daniel, you always wear a seatbelt, right?
Oh, heck yeah. I don't mess around with not wearing no seatbelt.
I kind of don't get, like, why people don't wear seatbelts.
My dad hates wearing a seatbelt so much, Tig, that he's gotten a, he got on Amazon or something like that and just got the plug thing to plug it into his seatbelt thing so it'll stop dinging.
Because otherwise, if he's if he's not buckled in, the thing is like, nee.
Oh, yeah.
So he, so like, basically, bong, bong, in a sense, cut off the seatbelt and just has the metal part in that thing, but he just ordered an extra one.
Yeah, he got one to put on there. So that's, I don't know why. I guess he doesn't like to be told not to wear a seatbelt.
Why do people not wear seatbelts? I'll never understand it.
I sometimes will think, well, I'm not going to put my seatbelt on. I start getting on that interstate. I go, you know what, man? Just slap it on there.
It's crazy. And what I read in accident reports, and I see it all the time, where there's an accident and it happens in Tulsa, and then they kind of report on what might have been the cause, and they'll say alcohol not a factor or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that they weren't wearing a seatbelt.
Why do you speculate people don't like to wear a seatbelt?
Is it uncomfortable? I don't know.
I don't find it to be uncomfortable, but with my dad, I told you, he doesn't like to be told what to do. He's a bit of a ding-dong when it comes to that. What other reasons are there not to wear a seatbelt? Clothing, maybe your clothing gets wrinkled.
Like, do people think it's like a stand against the government? Like, the government, because there is a seatbelt law, right? You can get a ticket. In fact, I know there is.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you had to wear it. I think it's got to be clothes or who knows what. I often no wonder idea. That myself.
It's not even hard. It doesn't even bother you, does it? 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Hey, good morning. It's about 6:29 right now, and we're heading to 84 degrees today. Could be a little bit wet. You probably noticed some wetness out there today, and that's our day. Good morning to you, Daniel.
Yeah, last night, I mean, I didn't get a very good night's sleep because it felt like, and I might have been like half awake, half asleep, it felt like it thundered and lightninged for,
oh my God,
what felt like 2 hours.
It could not, I mean, you know how, you remember when you were a kid and somebody taught you a rule about lightning, like you could count seconds?
Yeah.
And then,
it seemed like it had no rhyme or reason.
You see a lightning and then you could, when you heard the thunder. Last night, there was no in between. Like, it was just lightning boom, like that. So a lot of us may have lost a little sleep last night like we have, but that's okay.
So I'm gonna try to pep it up a little bit.
All right,
drink some coffees and things like that. And don't worry, we still got the Sound of Moolah, all that, unless we do fall asleep, which I think if somebody tuned in and heard us both asleep on the air, I think it'd be the number one listen to station this morning. Two guys snoring unaware that they were asleep. You know what I'm saying?
Who's tuning away from that? Nobody.
Did you see last night a pest control beekeeper was the crowd pleaser? Before the Dodgers-Diamondbacks game in Phoenix, a large swarm of bees gathered on the backstop netting. It delayed the beginning of the game. Now, do you think the people calling the game enjoyed that they had something to talk about, or do you think they were annoyed by it?
I think they would think that was pretty fun.
All right, here's some of the coverage.
Yes, we are in a bee delay, a bee colony that has established a foothold high atop the backstop behind home plate, and thus we remain in a bee delay prior to game two of the series here between the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Los Angeles Dodgers. And the bees began swarming, and obviously that's an issue. Blue Sky Pest Control is on their way. The beekeeper made his way, a grand entrance onto the field here at Chase Field. He was greeted by a standing ovation by the fans here.
I thought I was here to just take care of a bee problem. And people are pretty hyped up. It's pretty cool.
Now, what great advertisement for the bee guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, now honeybees don't seem to, you don't see them very often. So I think that they're going to try, or they didn't kill them. You know, they had to remove them gently.
Yeah. I'm always excited to see bees. I know that they sting you or something every now and then, but they're really good for us, aren't they? The ecosystem and stuff.
Oh, yeah. You used to see them all the time. I saw them all the time when I was a kid, or either that's just like a false memory I had, but it felt like honeybees were everywhere. Now I don't see them as often. In fact, I saw a sign yesterday when I was walking. Such a beautiful day. I walked like 6 miles. I saw a sign in somebody's yard that said, feed the bees, no mo May. No M-O-W. Don't cut your grass this May.
Oh, I see. Yeah, those little flowers I've noticed. Do you have those in your yard, the little tiny flowers?
Mm-hmm.
I see the bees are pretty interested in those, so it's kind of cool.
You're not going to believe this. Bees also in the news in North Carolina. Three-year-old girl told her mom she was hearing monsters in her bedroom. Of course, the mom's like, okay, well, no, you're not. An exterminator did an ultrasound of the wall. Turns out 60,000 bees were inside, making a hive inside of the walls.
Today is day 10 of all this bee stuff, and we are finally getting into my daughter's room. There are some bees on the ground. There's just bees everywhere. They're like little landmines because they can still sting you when dead. This is going to be a long process. She hasn't been able to use any of her toys or anything. We're going to have to open up the wall, actually, to get some of the electric repaired. And yes, I can still hear buzzing going on in the wall.
Imagine how upset you'd be if you accused your three-year-old of, you know, imagining or making things up, and it turned out it was
real.
A giant beehive in there.
Yeah.
Did you see this? What are your thoughts on if somebody loses weight? What are your thoughts on asking if they're on Ozempic? Is that, in your opinion, rude? I think this is such a fairly new thing. We haven't determined yet if it's a rude thing to do to ask if somebody's on Ozempic.
Well, I was trained early on to never ask a lady about weight, no matter what.
You think only ladies are on Ozempic?
Well, it could be, yeah, but, you know, I would just stay away from that question totally.
Okay, so would it be okay to ask a gentleman, Doug, if he was on Ozempic, if that were possible?
I wouldn't say anything, no.
Melissa McCarthy posted a picture on social media. It looks like she lost a lot of weight. Barbara Streisand asked if she took Ozempic. And then the internet kind of got onto her. They're like, hey, Barbara, whoa, 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 that's not cool. But also, Barbara's like 82. Feels like that's like 82-year-old thing to do is to ask somebody if they're on Ozempic.
So she asked the other lady if she's on Ozempic.
I mean, if you're close to somebody, is it okay to ask? Or is Ozempic?
Well, yeah, of course then. But I'm not going to go to a coworker and say, hey, that's crazy.
Do you suspect people are on Ozempic whenever you've seen they've lost any weight at all?
Yeah.
That's the thing these days. It seems like I know at least 4 or 5 people on it. So maybe there's no stigma to being on Ozempic.
I don't think there's a stigma. I think you just got to keep your trap shut, man. It's never a great... Like, one time you told me that you gave a lady a compliment about her weight.
Mm-hmm.
And what did she say to you?
I saw the lady, and I hadn't seen her in a long time, and I go, oh, my God, you look great. You've lost a ton of weight. She goes, oh, I used to weigh a ton? And I was like, I'll see you later.
You can't win. Just keep your trap shut.
Just don't worry about it, right? Yeah. The Sound of Moolah is up to $1,050 this morning. Your first chance at 7:10. People have been calling us. They've been writing us. They say, I know exactly what it is. If only I could get through. Nobody's gotten close. I don't believe anybody knows what it is. I don't believe anybody's going to get it. We've got to start considering, maybe not hints, but eliminating a few things.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a sound that you would encounter in normal life. However, it sounds like about 1,000 things.
Should we do a Wednesday? Wednesday. Giving away 3 guesses again.
You want to do 3 guesses today?
Should we?
Yeah, let's do
That's the number one thing people want is to be able to get through.
All right, let's do 3 guesses each occasion. So we'll start at 7:10 for a Wednesday. We'll see what we got. This is 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Real quick, Daniel, can you give us the jackpot update for 7:10 on the Sound of Moolah?
It is $1,050 on this Wednesday. We're going to bless you with 3 chances to win the Sound of Moolah this morning. That's what everybody wants. I was going to give you an update, Tig. Yesterday, I went and tried that new lo-fi pizza.
Oh, tell me about that again. They had some weird things on the menu and stuff like that?
Well, they had some preserves and things like that. I had read the menu before I went in. They had some preserves and some things like that, but also pizza on there. I went yesterday at lunchtime. I thought for sure that I would not be able to grab a table, but I got there right at 11. You know, like a real lard. I'm waiting.
So you're like an inaugural customer.
I'm one of the first.
Yeah.
I'm one of the first. Pretty good, man. It's right there on Cherry Street. It's the pizzas aren't gigantic. They're like 12-inch pizzas. So when you eat the pizza, you don't feel like you've had too much. You know, sometimes I get a hold of a pizza and I go a little too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like that with this.
Do you
thing.
Know what lo-fi means?
There was a record player in there that a guy, when it gets, I imagine, busy at night, will play vinyl records while you're eating.
Okay.
So it must have something like low fidelity, I'd imagine.
Yeah, not high fidelity, but low fidelity.
Whatever that means. I don't even know what fidelity means.
I have no clue what we're talking
I know
about.
My dad was really good at infidelity, but not about, I don't know, low fidelity. But and then I saw Tulsa World today, an article. They have about 9 new restaurants coming to Tulsa in 2024.
How about that?
Of course, I couldn't read it. There's that paywall that TulsaWorld.com has. Couldn't see the article, but I sure am curious. Oh, one of them's a slider place. I did see that. Jinx is getting something called Small's Sliders. Just tiny hamburgers.
Lots of food coming to town. Well, we already have pretty good food in Tulsa. This is getting better and better and better.
Right. That's what I was excited about.
I got to compliment you, by the way.
What's that now?
Like 2 years ago, you got on the radio because Daniel loves to eat like 2 lunches and stuff. And he started talking about this Tulsa restaurant reviews. Mm-hmm. And back then, they had like 5,000 followers on Facebook. Do you know how many followers they have now?
It's got to be tons, but that probably wasn't me. I think that just caught on because it's such an entertaining page to go to.
Well, anyway, you were like, again, you were like Christopher Columbus for that page. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were the first, it seems like.
I was like Christopher Columbus at the pizza place yesterday, just getting there and giving it a try. Look at me go. So
I'm glad you
liked it. Lo-Fi on Cherry Street, now open.
This is 98.5 The Bull.
Cheap.
Well, Daniel, I want to thank you. You came to my son's baseball game last night, and you never really do that. You say, you know, you're my son's godfather, and you say you handle stuff like plays and musicals
and
stuff.
I'll handle
the baseball stuff, you know.
Like when Celebrity Attractions has a show at TPAC, I'll take him to the musicals and stuff like that. You handle the excruciatingly boring baseball.
But Daniel, I swear he came to the game, and I was so worried. I don't know if you guys heard this, but my mom drove 12 to 14 hours to get up here to see my son play baseball, and she's never seen him play baseball in person. And so that was the point of her trip. I remember all the rain we got over the weekend. And, you know, these aren't professional baseball fields, and a lot of it's volunteerism, so it's hard to get everything dried off and stuff. So there was a chance that we wouldn't have a baseball game last night because of the rain over the weekend, and I just thought, it's going to crush me if my mom drove 12 to 14 hours and she doesn't get to see anything because the game is canceled. Well, I'm happy to report the game happened. Dana was even there.
Well, what did your mom make of the game? That's the first time she's seen Mac play at all?
Yeah. I mean, she wishes she was closer to us, obviously. But you know, I send her videos and pictures every chance I get so she can at least be connected that way. And we got done with the game, and Mac put his little backpack on with his bat in it. We walked to the parking lot, and there was like almost an emotional moment. She's like, I'm so glad I got to see him play baseball. And it was really cool, and I'm so glad that it happened.
Why an emotional moment last night? I mean, will you see her today before they leave?
No, they're... Since I'm on the radio today, they want to head out early. So last night in the parking lot of La Fortune was our big goodbye.
After the game, too?
Yeah, ugh. After the game. So, but I was so happy it happened. Mission accomplished, which I was scared that we wouldn't accomplish the mission. So I feel good. Everything's good.
She seemed to really enjoy Tulsa. She told me several times she loved Tulsa, thought it was a great city. I was like, well, you guys ought to move out here. But she said, I don't think so.
What?
Too windy.
Too windy.
She asked if it was always this windy out here, and I guess you'd have to say, yeah, it's pretty constantly windy.
Well, the wind is a blessing when it's 100 out. You know?
How does your – I mean, I'm sure you were emotional when she was leaving. How did your son take it?
He was just he wanted to hear how she thought he did in the baseball game. That was his big thing.
He wanted some compliments.
He wanted a little bit of a, how did I play tonight kind of thing.
Well, she was beaming watching him.
Well, that's cool because when I, you know, I'm first base coach, not trying to brag, but I am first base coach of the Little League team. And I can't really tell what's going on in the stands. Y'all over there like cackling and chit-chatting with each other. I don't know what's going on over there. So she was excited, though.
Yeah, it seemed like she had a great time. So mission accomplished as far as making sure she had a good time. Got her some good food and things like that. So, yeah, I'm very relieved that she got to see Mac, too. I can see where that would really...
That would have sucked.
Like, is there a game tonight, too? Because that was my thing. I was like, well, just, you know, if you miss yesterday's game, she can watch the game tonight. But then after that weather last night, I doubt the baseball fields are going to be open.
Probably a rain out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm glad we got to do that, and I appreciate you coming and... being part of our family. It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning.
Ty and Daniel on 98.5 The Bull.
You know what else I'm glad for, Daniel?
That's Jackie Cooper Nissan.
They got 0%. How in the world does that work? I see words on the internet like economy and interest rates. I don't understand them exactly. However, I know the interest rates are high, but at Jackie Cooper Nissan, somehow... they have 0% interest.
Yeah, and not just for like a year. We're talking about 0% for up to 60 months on those Altimas, 0% for 72 months on the Nissan Rogues, 0% for up to 60 months on the Nissan Pathfinders. So they got some good stuff out there at Jackie Cooper Nissan. Go trade your car in over there. Just go to JackieCooperNissan.com, and there's a little tab on the side of the website that says value my trade. You can click on that and just see how much your trade-in's worth. You might be pleasantly surprised. You want to sell it, they'll even buy it, even if you're not buying there.
You're under no obligation. It's just kind of fun. It's like going to Zillow and looking up your house, you know?
Yeah.
It's just kind of fun to see.
Just see. Like, I think you would be shocked at how much Jackie Cooper Nissan will give you for your trade-in or just straight up buy your car. Don't forget that 0% is with approved credit. You got to see Jackie Cooper Nissan for details and restrictions.
JackieCooperNissan.com. It's 98.5 The Bull. Daniel, everybody who's listening has joined us at quite the nice time because we're only 10 minutes away from what?
A blessing.
A blessing.
That's right. 10 minutes away from the Sound of Moolah. $1,050 could be yours, and all you have to do is identify a sound. The only thing that stands between you and your blessing is the Sound of Moolah that is now worth $1,050. Tig and I talked about it this morning. It was a bit of a crappy night with all the rain and the thunder, and we thought in order to maybe brighten everybody's day, to be their sunshine, we would do a Wednesday. That's W-I-N-S-D-A-Y. We're going to do three chances this morning.
Do you want to hear the sound?
Yes, please. So in 10 minutes, you'll 9, 10, and 11, callers 9, 10, and 11 will get a chance to guess this sound here.
Here it is in 3, 2, 1. So there we are. And what did you say the jackpot was up to? I'm sorry.
$1,050 on a Wednesday. $1,050.
You know, I want to go home and see my family sometimes, and that would cover that trip, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's gas for your car or maybe even a plane ride. That's a lot of money, and, you know, I might do something even boring. That's like a mortgage payment.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Who did we talk to the other day that said if they won, they would spend half of it on, like, just a splurge with the family and maybe a little bit on some bills, but mostly they would just splurge and have a really good time with it.
I like that. So we got that chance. So we're making memories with you. Experiences. That's like Daniel likes material possessions.
What do you mean?
I like experiences. But whatever you want to do with the
money.
What
if the experience is to sit at the house and never leaving? Then, yeah, you're a real big guy. You're real Anthony Bourdain.
That chance is in 8 minutes on 98.5.
Whoa. What do you mean chance?
Oh, I'm sorry. That blessing.
That's right, buddy.
Is in 8 minutes on 98.5 The Bull. Great song from Chase Beckham there. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tiger Dana. 1 minute away from some big money, but hello, Dana. In the meantime.
I found this clip of Ashley McBride in Disney World in Orlando last month, and they did a little cover of Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid, one of your favorite musicals, Tig.
Yeah.
Don't you love Part of Your World?
I don't know what that is.
You never heard this one? Hang on. Here's a little clip here.
I want to be where the people. Wanna see him dancing, walking around on the, what do you call it? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's that word? Street. Look where they walk, look where they run. Where they stay all day in the sun.
Sometimes I go to a show and I enjoy the covers more than the original stuff, don't you?
Sometimes that's pretty fun, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. They sing. What a crowd to be in Orlando and then to see that Disney song there. But now it is time for your blessing this morning.
It's time to win cash with Tige and Daniel and the sound of Moolah. On 98.5, The Bull.
We are going to do a win Wednesday. That means callers 9, callers 10, caller 11 gets to hear the sound of Moolah for a chance to be blessed. $1,050 this morning. So that means 9 guesses this morning for the sound of Moolah. We're trying to hone in. No one's gotten close yet. If you haven't done it, go to thebulltulsa.com. See all the wrong answers and know that no one's gotten close yet at all.
Here's the sound.
Caller 9, 10, and 11. Good luck.
98.5 The Bull Weather. Provided by Community Care. Your locally owned health plan. 98.5 The Bull.
All right, Tig, we have got 3 people standing by that would love to be blessed with $1,050. Let's go straight to Eddie on line 1, please. Eddie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Are you ready for a blessing?
I am.
Have you heard the sound of Moolah yet, Eddie?
I have. Every morning.
Tig's going to play it one more time for you.
In 3, 2, 1.
What is that?
Eddie, are you ready to guess?
I am.
Eddie, what is your guess, please?
Is it an ATM dispensing cash?
Is it an ATM dispensing cash? I'm sorry, it's not it, but thank you so much for playing this morning, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you. See you now. All right, Tig. Brianna is standing by. How are you, Brianna? Am I saying your name right? Brianna? How do I say it?
Brianna, you're good.
Brianna, thank you. Tig, you messed me up there. I bet you have to go through that a lot in your daily life, like Brianna.
Oh, yeah, I was really bad in high school because there was a Brianna in my class.
Get out of here.
So, yeah.
I relate to people like that. Like, my name, mm-hmm. I get Teej, I get, you know, I get it all, you know.
You've been listening to the sound of Moolah. Are you ready for a blessing?
Sure am.
Would you like to hear the sound one more time, or are you good to go?
I think I'm good.
Eddie, just before you guessed ATM machine, that was not it, so... Brianna, what is your guess, please?
I think it's a paintball gun.
Is it a paintball gun? Brianna, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. And line 3, final contestant. Good morning. What's your name?
Sam.
Sam, are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah? I don't know if you heard, but Brianna guessed a paintball gun. That was incorrect. Eddie guessed an ATM machine. And you will have the third and final guess for the 710 sound
of
Moolah.
He's got his kids in the car. They're all playing together.
Right now. Give a shout out to all your kids.
All right. Chase and Wes and Hopkins. Alpha Papa. Hello.
Get them to make some noise a little bit.
Woo!
Sam, give me about 5 seconds of horn blow, please. All right, say enough. There you're going to get arrested.
Somebody just, like, drove off the side of the road.
All right, Sam, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Are you ready to guess the sound of Moolah?
We are. Yeah.
What is your guess, please?
We are guessing a Windex spray bottle.
Is it a Windex spray bottle? It's not, and I will say we've had that guess before, so if you guys get through again at 8:10, make sure that you've gone to thebulltulsa.com and looked at all the wrong answers. Somebody had guessed Windex spray bottle. We have got another blessing coming up at 8:10. The Sound of Moolah will now be worth $1,100.
That's a good blessing.
That's a huge blessing, isn't it?
Yes. Well, thank you, guys. You guys have a good day.
You too, man. And give our best to the kids. And you guys do us a favor. Give us three numbers and an animal.
98.5.
There we go. Daniel, I'll let you. Dealer's choice here. Which one do you want?
Let's go with Bailey Zimmerman.
So we see you at 9:10 again. Or excuse me, 8:10.
With three chances. Yes.
More money on the way. This is where not that far away from the bullfight for Brantley Gilbert tickets. Is that right, Daniel?
That is correct. Brantley Gilbert's going to be at the Cove inside River Spirit Casino Resort on May 9th. And we're going to bless you with two tickets.
On 98.5 The Bull?
Yesterday on Facebook, asked on the Bull's Facebook page, 98.5 The Bull, if you moved away, what food from Oklahoma would you have delivered to you? And, gosh, a lot of comments, a lot of things that we hadn't thought of, things like tabbouleh, stuff like that. I've got the top five answers so far. I put these up on the Bulls TikTok page. Would you like to hear the TikTok?
Yeah.
And also, let me just say, like 5,000 views so far, so not too bad.
Mm, you're going viral.
Viral sensation. I think it has to do with my 80s look. 80s for the ladies, curls for the girls.
Yeah, Daniel's growing a mullet.
And a mustache. And I got to tell you, it was all the rage at the game last night. And I think it's helped to get us 5,000 views on this. The Bull Tulsa on TikTok. Here is the top five answers so far. This morning on Facebook, we asked if you moved away, what food from Oklahoma would you want to be delivered to wherever you moved to? The top five answers so far. Number five, Mazzio's Pizza, especially their ranch. Number four, Griffin Syrup. Number three, Head Country Barbecue Sauce. Number two, Blue and Gold Sausage. And the number one answer by far so far, Brahms. Any surprises there?
No, I think that's right in line with what I would expect, right?
Yeah, now there were a lot of other places, but that's just the top five. I was trying to think of what I would want delivered from Oklahoma. We've only been here a few years. I was a little surprised Country Fried Steak wasn't on there more, but are we just under the impression that's the big dish of Oklahoma?
Well, to me, I would miss Brothers Hooligan, and they have some Country Fried Steak that's like so delicious. It's giant, and you better bring an appetite, but it's so good that that's what I would miss.
I was surprised not as many people put chili. I know chili is a really big thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the onion burger I found is pretty big. You know what the onion burger is? That's where you grill the onions right into the patty.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
So pretty
there
good.
We go. And this is on Facebook still, right?
Yeah, but now that I've got a little traction on that TikTok, buddy, I'm going to go to the take it to the moon here. I'm like Oklahoma's Paris Hilton. Just a huge social media influencer.
And I can't wait for you to go to jail.
Whoa. Not what she's known for anymore. She
had to go to jail.
One time, yeah.
It's 98.5 The Bull, 15 minutes away from Brantley Gilbert tickets.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel, and here we are with the Bull fight today. Brantley Gilbert, is that right, Daniel?
That's right. I got two people on the line here standing by. They would love to receive a blessing. We'll start with Alex. How are you this morning, Alex?
Pretty well this morning.
How did you sleep last night with all that thunder and lightning?
Not very well. It woke me up.
Woke you up. And Alex, like my dad, is an electrician.
Yes, sir.
Do you own your own business, or do you work for a company?
No, I work for everybody else, everybody else.
All right. Have you ever tasted any of that wire lube?
No, it does not look appetizing at all.
Looks pretty good, but it's not, Tig. Don't ever taste it.
You ate wire lube?
I tried it once, yes, only one time.
Oh, my God.
Up next, Chad. He's a firefighter. How are you, Chad?
I'm doing good. How are you?
How did you sleep last night?
Oh, I slept pretty good.
And you guys, whenever I go to Walmart Neighborhood Market sometime, I see all the firefighters there shopping together at once. Why is that now, Chad?
We just have a set time that we normally go to the store to get groceries for a lunch and dinner.
I heard it was because the honeycomb is correct. Chad, this is to fail disastrously at the box office.
Bomb.
Bomb is correct. Tig, we must not go to
a tie-breaking
situation. Bomb?
All right, guys.
Do you get it, Tig?
Yeah, I get it.
Why do you not want Chad the firefighter to win?
Well, you start out with the word B.
But at the end, it ends with a silent B.
Okay. I'm just saying, whatever. Here we go. So the next question is for the both of you at the same time. Don't blurt out the answer. Just yell your name, and that's kind of how you buzz in, like on Jeopardy, okay? And then we'll give you a chance to answer. Okay. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. Yes, okay. Yes.
All right.
We're going to move to the tie-breaking question here. Tig, I'm like Pat Sajak. You're like Vanna White. You just sit over there and turn the letters, all right? Your job is to look adorable. My job is to host the quiz, okay?
You're like a dumb Pat Sajak.
Hey, don't call me no dumb Pat Sajak, buddy. All right, guys. Are you ready?
Yes. Yep.
This is the opposite of certainty.
Alex.
I will look to the judge. Alex. Judge Vanna over there.
They tied on that one. We need to do another question. There's no way for me to tell who that was at first.
You know, because you're over here worrying about what I'm doing. All right.
Another question. The answer was probably...
I'm running out of questions over here.
The question was probably... the answer was doubt.
Doubt, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, guys. I mean, y'all buzzed in at the same time. I couldn't tell.
The second tie-breaking question is the vertical parts of a door frame.
Alex.
I feel like that... I think Alex got through on that one first.
You said the vertical part of the door frame?
Vertical parts of a door frame, Alex. What do you think it is?
A stud?
Oh.
No, that's not right. Never mind.
There's no B. All right.
Looking for
more?
A door jam. A door jam.
Wait,
jam.
There's a jam and there's a B in jam?
Yes.
Okay.
Didn't I tell you not to doubt me no more?
Okay, sorry.
Me and Tiger are going to have to fight over the Silent B quiz this morning.
Our third tie-breaking question.
I'm running out, guys, so please, somebody get this right. All right. The third tie-breaking situation, to yield to desire. Help him out, Tig.
I don't know what that is.
Succumb.
Daniel, by the way, guys, Daniel's
freaking
out because
I'm running out of words.
There's no questions left.
All right, guys, fourth tie-breaking question. The opposite of smart.
Chad, Alex.
Chad got through first on that one. Chad, what do you think it is?
Dumb.
Dumb is correct, and with that, Chad has defeated Alex, the electrician in the 98.5 The Bull fight. Chad, are you going to hold on to these tickets? Are you going to bless them to Alex, the electrician? Alex, why should Chad bless you with the tickets this morning?
Nah, he shouldn't. He won.
All right. Alex says, don't bless me up. Chad, congratulations. You're going to go see Brantley Gilbert at the Cove inside River Spirit Casino Resort. Who are you going to take to the show with you? Chad.
I'll probably take my wife with me.
All right. We are going to give you the floor so you can let your wife know that that you've won her tickets. And ask her on a very romantic evening out to the Brantley Gilbert show. Go ahead, Chad. We'll let you take the floor.
Okay. Wife, will you please go on this date to Brantley Gilbert with me?
Pretty romantic invitation if you ask me, Tig. All right, guys. Do me one last favor. Give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
on 98.5 The Bull.
All right, Tig, we want to bless somebody with $1,100 this morning. All they have to do is identify the sound of moolah. Could you play it for us one last time here, please, Tig?
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
All right, caller number 9 is Brian, standing by in Shawnee. How are you? How are you this morning, Brian?
Hey, good morning.
Brian, how
Doing
are you?
Well.
Brian, what would good. You do with all that money?
Pay bills.
Pay bills, I hear you. Well, Brian, are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Yes, sir, I am.
Brian, what is your guess, play?
Stirring up coffee.
Is it stirring coffee? Brian, that is incorrect. Thank you for playing, though. Another 3 chances coming up at 9:10 if we don't get an answer this time. Okay, Brian?
Okay, I'll talk to you then.
Thank you, Brian. See you now. Tig, now moving on to... What's your name, Brianna?
Yes.
Is it the same Brianna that called earlier?
No, it's Brianna, not Brianna.
Brianna, so. I got it. Did you go to the 98.5 The Bull Facebook page to see all the wrong answers?
Yes.
You did. All right. Well, Brianna, what is your... Are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Yes.
What is your guess, please?
I'm going to guess a protein shake mixing bottle.
Is it shaking a protein shake mixing bottle? Brianna, that was one of the answers that were on the Facebook page that said it was wrong.
Well, I didn't read it well enough then.
Okay. Well, thank you for playing. 9:10,
thank
we
you.
Have another 3 guesses. Thank you, Brianna. All right, moving on now to Eric. How are you this morning, Eric?
I'm good, man. How are y'all?
We're good. We're trying to bless somebody with $1,100. You've got the final guess this morning for 8:10. Did you go and look at all the wrong answers on
yes,
the Bulls Facebook
I did.
Page? You did. All right. Well,
yeah.
Are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
As ready as I've ever been.
All right. Eric, what is your guess, play?
Shaking a box of Cheez-Its.
Shaking a box of Cheez-Its. That is incorrect. Here's the thing. We said go look at all the wrong answers on the Bulls Facebook page. None of them are even close, but we're still getting shaking something.
Would you say?
Yeah, I didn't see Cheez-Its on there, so.
But a lot of shaking answers, and none of them have been close. So I will go ahead so far as to say, it's not shaking anything.
All right. Well, I'll call y'all in an hour.
Okay, you got less than an hour at 9:10. We'll take 3 more callers. Tig, would you say that's pretty close to a hint? We're not giving a hint, but we are eliminating some things.
Yeah, I mean, I think that shaking, just forget about that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we need to do some math here, Daniel, because we got to add money to our jackpot. Right?
Eric, help us out with that. The jackpot was at $1,100. What is the new jackpot if we add $50 to that?
$1,150.
$1,150, and I know Eric wants that. He's hot on the trail of the sound of moolah. Do us one last favor, Eric, before we let you go. Give me 3 numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Horse.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
We got a call a second ago, and you might have heard it on the radio by accident, but... yeah, I was so worried that my mom had come up here to Tulsa, 12-14 hour drive, you know, whatever it is, and just to see my son play baseball. Because when I was a kid, that was you know, she said those were some of her best memories. And so, like, with her grandkid, she's not terribly close to him geographically.
Like, geographically, yes.
Geographically, otherwise, yes, close. And she said, I would just love to play or see him play baseball. And I was so worried this game would get rained out last night that I was going to be heartbroken. We did get to play at La Fortune last night. My son was in the game, you know, and all that.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the game, like, we went to the parking lot at La Fortune, and it was just like an emotional moment. I was like, finally.
Probably, you know, a little bit of emotional, like, she's finally got to see him, and then, you know, she does live so far away. Very important to her, very important to you, and very important to your son. I could tell he was out there. He kept kind of glancing over to see what, you know, make sure his grandma was watching him. She didn't take her eyes off of him the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to take a picture of him out on the mound or whatever. I don't know if you ever watched a lady try to take a picture. You know, she's trying to zoom in on the video and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she finally, I just got it, went up and put it through the wire so she could get a good picture.
Yeah.
Of course, your son did beam a kid on that particular pitch.
Well, he did hit a batter by accident.
That's the beautiful moment I captured. Yeah. But, I mean, she was locked onto that game. It was a really wonderful night. I was glad I was able to witness it. It ended up being the weather was great. You know, it all came together. And you were worried yesterday that
the game would be a rainout because the fields would be wet.
Yeah.
From the storms over the weekend.
So a heck of a night. And then you guys had this moment in the parking lot where you all had to say goodbye. That must have been tough.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're doing our show right now. I have to come to work. So they're already probably leaving town. So last night at La Fortune Park was our big goodbye, hugs, and I love you and all that kind of stuff. But it was great. And I was glad you were there.
Yeah. You were probably a mess as they drove off, I'm sure.
I always hate seeing the car leave, you know, that my mom's in. And then you see it go around a corner, and then it's like, oh, she's gone.
Well,
that always stinks.
I advised you yesterday to run along beside it for at least 100 to 200 yards.
Yeah,
really,
right.
Really rub it in. But I know that feeling you're talking about. I used to, whenever I go to Alabama, and like for the 4th of July weekend or something, and then when I get in the car and I have to put in the GPS, when you're at home in your state, but then you have to reach up and hit home on the GPS button, and that's a different state.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I love it here, it still feels a little foreign when I'm, you know, back home to hit home to my new home.
Yeah, we love our moms. And and so it was super cool. The weather worked out. My son got to pitch a little bit, got to bat. And I know that sounds silly, but it was such a big part of my childhood that I think that she wanted to see her grandkid also do the same thing. You know, not that he's forced to. I'm just saying if he's doing it, she wants to see what that's like. You
yeah,
know?
Sure.
So, anyway, I appreciate you coming, Daniel.
No, thank you for having me. It was good. Good time.
And we got a big jackpot coming up.
We do. It's a, we're calling it a blessing. It's $1,150. Is that right? Yes, $1,150. I do apologize in my delay of math. The Sound of Moolah Ledger did get rained on last night and stricken by lightning. Also stricken by thunder, if you could believe that. That's how...
poor Ledger.
Yeah, it's a rough Ledger. Let's take this call here and see if they're calling about the Sound of Moolah or the emotional night that Tyga had. Hey, it's Tyga. Daniel, who's this?
This is Olivia.
Olivia, you were calling to comment on Tyga's emotional night or just to greedily ask about the Sound of Moolah?
I actually had a question about the Sound of Moolah. I'm sorry.
Did you not hear Tyga's emotional speech about his mom and all that?
I did not. I actually just got out of my car.
Okay. But what was the question?
I don't know if you would even answer my question, but I was going to see if you would consider bouncing the same as shaking.
Would I consider bouncing the same as shaking? What do you think on that one, Tyga?
I think they're two different things. Like, clearly, that's not the same thing.
But, you know, what I've been going on and on about this morning, about nobody's even gotten close. So if I were under those rules, Tyga, would you consider, if this were the Supreme Court, would you consider bouncing and shaking similar in that regard, in that nobody's gotten close yet?
I would say that bouncing is not part of this. I mean, like, in the sense that it's not eliminated because it's not shaking. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
So would that be a fair answer to you?
Yeah. I just didn't want to waste you guys' time by answering something that wasn't even close.
It's not a waste of time at all. What do you mean? We're here for you.
Well, yeah, I just know we're ready to get this answered.
You want your blessing.
I do.
You're like enough, Tig, with your emotional stories. Let's get down to business with the money, right?
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, 9, 10, you've got 3 chances, so we'll cross our fingers for you, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Would you do us a quick favor, too, and give us 3 numbers and an animal?
98.5 The Bull.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Hey, good morning, Daniel.
Well, Tig, this time of year, we like to play this little game where I play you medieval covers because it's the Renaissance Festival, and then you argue with me and say, well, if it's Renaissance, why are you playing medieval? That's your business. I don't understand the difference
between
the two.
Well, it's a different period in time, whatever.
In this particular situation, it doesn't matter. I'm going to play you some medieval.
It was just a long time ago.
Or Renaissance. Okay. Covers to popular songs. Uh-oh.
You got something going on.
Here we go. Here, this is very... Oh, I see what's happened here. All right, I guess we can start with that one.
That's the Mario Brothers.
That sounds like
medieval
the actual...
Mario Brothers.
That sounds like the actual regular. Okay, awesome. Starting strong there. How about this medieval cover?
Sounds familiar. I'm just not conjuring it.
If you go out to a club and people our age, this song comes on, they go absolutely bonkers.
It's Taylor Swift.
No. Mr. Man. Brightside by The Killers.
Okay, yeah.
Why? Don't turn it down.
It's like a 20-year-old song.
Turn it back up. Gets to the best part and you turn it down. All right, another one that people go crazy for, especially if they're at the club and our age. Yeah.
Medieval version, huh? There's that guy in there that kept saying yeah during that song.
That was Lil Jon.
Lil Jon.
But what is this song?
What's the name of it? I know the song. What's the name of it?
What did Lil Jon yell in the song?
Yeah.
The name of the song is Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Now, why don't you comment that song is also 20 years old? All right, how about this one?
That's a medieval version of Rock You Like a Hurricane.
Rock You Like a Hurricane. Is the big hook coming up here? See, I don't see how you got that one at all.
Well, it kind of passed the hook, I think.
All right, how about this particular one?
Yeah, like John Travolta, he got famous off that one movie where this song was like so prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
Staying Alive, right?
Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees, man.
All right, this is a song you love, very near and dear to your heart.
Michael?
That's Wham.
Yeah. And this is all in honor of the Castle of Muskogee having their
Renaissance Festival,
yet you're playing medieval music. Whatever.
Hey, don't be such a history nerd. How about this one?
I'm having a hard time. I know what the song, like, it's familiar.
Listen to it. You get to the chorus and you talk, but... I used to do this song karaoke all the time.
Just tell me the answer.
It's Stevie Wonder's I Just Called to Say I Love You.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know that one.
How do you know that one already?
It was so prevalent in our culture. Yeah, that guy, Lil Nas X. He, like, came out with that song, and then remember what happened? Billy Ray Cyrus goes, hey, I want a piece of that. And then they added him to the song.
Yeah, that song's,
so he gets...
song's the only thing you heard for, like, especially if you have kids. It's all you heard for months.
Ain't it black?
Well, how look at you go right away. They ruined that with whatever that, they made it too obvious.
Rolling Stones, paint it black.
Oh, this actually got the guy singing it, too.
A medieval guy singing.
No colors, no more. I want it to turn black. I see maiden walking by dress in their summer robes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
In a way, like, though, it's kind of funny. Like, those medieval versions or whatever you're playing, I swear I could go home and listen to that.
I was worried about that you will go and listen to these at your house. Please don't let your wife walk in and you're listening to medieval covers. Final one, and then we're going to jump out of this. Don't forget the Renaissance Festival going on now in Muskogee until when?
June 2nd.
June 2nd. Tyke, take us out with this one by guessing this song.
I swear I'm going home and listening to this stuff.
Do you know what it is?
Like, I know the song, but it's like one of those things where you're... Is that Christina Aguilera?
No.
Okay. Hold on. Don't tell me. Oh, that's Backstreet Boys. NSYNC.
NSYNC, what song?
Bye Bye Bye.
That's it, exactly.
Listen to this. This is better than the real one.
I gotta be honest, I would probably go to a bar if they were had a group of guys playing this kind of stuff. I'd probably go watch them play live.
Bye, bye, bye. That was fun.
All right.
Well, let's do that every day.
Well, don't forget the Renaissance Festival going on now. The Castle Muskogee. Going on until when, did you say?
June 2.
June 2nd.
That's right. It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, guys.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan. Win cash with Tig and Daniel and the sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
All right, Tig. It's our final chance to bless somebody with all this money this morning. $1,150 we have got. Three callers standing by, ready to attempt to guess the sound of Moolah. Let's get right to it. We'll start with Lori this morning. How are you this morning, Lori?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We're good. Have you heard the sound?
I've heard the sound.
All right. Have you gone and checked out all the wrong guesses?
No.
Okay, well, that's very risky, but are you ready to guess the sound of Moolah?
Yes.
What is your guess, please?
I think it's the end of it's the clicker on the ink pen hitting a desk or something.
I got to have an answer. Is it clicking the ink pen or hitting the ink pen on a desk?
Yes.
I got to have a concise answer.
Clicking pen on the desk.
Wait, what? What's your answer? You're saying clicking, but then you're also saying hitting the desk.
Yeah, it's the clicker on an ink pen.
Clicker on an ink pen.
Yeah.
That is incorrect. I will say it's not clicking an ink pen or tapping it on the desk, if that is helpful to others. Thank you so much, Lori.
Thank you.
All right, we must move on now to Caitlin. How are you this morning, Caitlin?
I am good.
Did you hear earlier, Lori just guessed clicking and tapping an ink pen on a desk? That was incorrect. Are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah this morning?
Yes, I am.
All right. What is your guess, please?
We think it's envelopes in a fan.
What does that mean, envelopes in a fan?
Like where it's clicking in the fan.
Is it sticking envelopes in a fan? That is incorrect. I'm so sorry. Boo indeed. All right. Well, one more guesser, and then tomorrow we'll start at 7:10 with a whole new amount. Finally, Sarah, how are you this morning? You're our final guesser for today. What would you do with a $1,150 blessing?
Pay some bills off.
Pay some bills. You could use a little money. It truly would be a blessing.
Yes, sir.
Enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Sarah, are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah?
Yes, sir.
Sarah, what is your guess, please?
Is it scribbling on paper?
Is it scribbling on paper? That is incorrect. I'm so sorry. Do you think anybody's ever going to get this, Tig?
I don't know.
Earlier, we did let people know that you could go to the Bull Tulsa, see the wrong answers. You could go to the Bull Facebook page, see the wrong answers. No one's gotten close yet. It is not shaking anything. It was recorded here at the studio. I'm trying to eliminate things.
We're trying to help. I mean, if you consider, like, where you work, you know, whatever corporate office building or whatever. So it's not going to be like a drill or anything
like
that.
An impact wrench or something
like
that.
This is stuff, like, that happened in an office, you know. So we got to do some math, Daniel.
Tomorrow morning, we will start off at 7:10 with your chance to be blessed with $1,200 with the Sound of Moolah. Sarah, are you going to try again tomorrow morning at 7:10?
Yes, sir, I will.
All right. You're going to go read up on those answers and all that, right?
Yes.
Sarah, will you do me a favor and give me three numbers and an animal?
98.5 The Bull.